found a big pile full of bones. Now, umehen chalutzim, the top layer of bones were cracked open. They were chalutzim. Semela atzom is kodeshim, the bones of kodeshim. The ein be mishum shviras etzem. There's no lav. There's no reason like why they shouldn't break open all the bones. There's a mitzvah to eat the marrow inside it. It's kodeshim. So for sure, by korban chatas or by korban shlamim, for sure they broke open the bone and ate the marrow inside it. So man, if you see just the top layer broken open, lekulu hevi cholutz lu, v'yachulu, you have a right to take on right now without checking the whole bottom layers that all the bones in this pile were cracked open already and all the marrow was taken out already. That's why you don't have to burn them. You have a right to take on without checking it that there's no loiser here. That's the chiddush. Like Rashi says, Shemotzen Sbotzveren, Obodek El Yonim, you checked out the top layer. Omotzen Chalutzen, the whole top layer of this bones were cracked open. So, Bayatzom is Kodeshim, Leiboyen Lemivdik. You don't have to go and check Hatachtoinim, all the bottom bones. Why? Because since there's no Isser breaking it, we say, why should the person be over an Isser? He for sure broke the bones and ate all the marrow. That's why you don't have to burn the bones. So, the Gemara, Mashen came. Leiboy Sefer, Obatzom is a Pesach. Mashenkein, the bones of a korban pesach. The yesh b'mishum shvira tetzem. Here there is a lav. Calls the man the bone is not nicer. You're not allowed to break open the bone. Is dil mahani chaltinu. Here we have to be afraid. Even if you find the top layer of bones all broken open, I can only tell you maybe just the top ones were broken open. Olahanach loy chaltinu. But the bottom bones maybe were not broken open. Uboy yisreifu. That's why you have to burn all these bones in a suffix. Takasoni is something you're only in doubt. So if you want to take out your time and check out every single bone and see they're all cracked open, you won't have to burn them. But if you don't want to take out your time, so right now in Asafik you have to be afraid. Even though the top layer of bones are cracked open, you have to be afraid maybe there are some bones on the bottom that were not cracked open. And therefore there's some marrow inside them, and they're nice so you have to burn them. That's why you have to burn all the bones. That's what it was written once answer. Amar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav, Kol HaGidim, all type of veins, Bosser, has a shame Bosser on it right now, and there's a mitzvah to eat it, and if you don't eat it, it's Chal Neser on the veins of an animal. Chutz Megidei Tzavar, a chutz from the veins in the neck. So Rashi, Kol HaGidim, Bosser, Harei Enke Bosser, they consider it like meat. V'nimnam Aleim B'Pesach, if you have a Korban Pesach, you have to be appointed to eat the veins, or you could be appointed, that's also part of the mitzvah, Achilas Korban Pesach, the veins. And vaytav yotzi dechavosai. You're also yotzi yechayvam just by eating the veins of the animal. Achutz, shashi chutz migidei tzavram, except from the veins around the neck of the animal. Shu eitzel arocha v'kosher. They're very hard veins. V'yetz b'yamu. Those are only considered like a piece of wood. In other words, not called basar. Those veins do not mekayim the mitzvah. And what then is not nicer if it was left over. Tomorrow tonight, we say in our Mishnah, who at some ways fi hagidim v'yanoisa yisufu. Our Mishnah says if you have the bones or the veins or leftover meat from a korban pesach, you should burn it b'tezayin. You have to burn it the first day chalamoid. But the chal noiser on these things, you have to burn it. Now, hani gidim hechidomi. What type of a vein is our Mishnah talking about to say you have to burn it? Like, what's the chiddush? Ilay magidei boss. If you want to tell me something about the other veins of the animal that you say pshit is called like boss, it's mamish like meat, avazayin nechlinu. First of all, you're supposed to eat it right away. Why does the Mishnah say to burn it? Like, why do you have to burn it for? Elamai vidi yisuser. We're talking about veins that for some reason you're too lazy, you didn't like it. You had no appetite to eat it, you didn't eat it. You left it over. For the Gemara, hainu leiser. Then that's the last part of the Mishnah. That's mamish leiser. Like, why does the Mishnah have to say two cases? It says you have to burn the giz in the leftover veins of the animal, and nicer, nicer means leftover meat. So if you're telling me now a regular vein, which is also called like meat, just you didn't want to eat it, you left it over, so pshita you have to burn it. That's nicer. Why does the Mishnah say two cases? It says hagidim, and it says nicer. Why does it have to say two cases for? Ela pshita gidei tzavar. Avada, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about special type of veins, the very hard veins that are found in the neck. And still the Mishnah says you have to burn them. Now this is going to be the kasher on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, because iyam rit bishleim. If you're going to tell me basar ninu, that these hard veins are still considered basar, there's still a mitzvah to eat it. So amti lohochi. Therefore, bo yisreifa. Therefore, if you leave over these hard veins and do not eat them, it's chal noiser, and you have to burn it the next morning, or chal amoid. Eli yarmit. But if you can tell me, like the Yehuda Marav says, that these hard bones are not considered basar, there's no mitzvah to eat it. Lav basar nenu, lo amalu sreifu. What do you have to burn it for? There's no inyan to burn stama veins that are not edible. The whole yisrael of noiser is, there was a mitzvah to eat it, and if you did not eat it, you left it over the wrong time, then it's chal noiser, you have to burn it. But if you're telling me now these veins are too hard, it's not called basar, there's no mitzvah to eat it, so chura should be no din to burn it. So what's shana mishnah? Chura mishnah says not like a view damarav. And the gemara eli yarmit eli my, what do you want to tell? Oh, so Amar of Chizah says like this: le nitzu chelo le gid hanosher. I tell you, we're talking about the gid hanosher. So the kashan yehuda marav here. Chizah nitzu chelo le gid hanosher. We are leaving Rav Yehuda. Say our Mishnah Tak is not talking about those gidim, because the Monashach, the soft gidim, that's manish basar, and this hard gid tak is not called basar at all. So therefore, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to burn it. So what's the chiddush about Mishnah? You have to burn the gidim, the veins. I tell you, it's talking about the veins of the gid hanosha. Amar chid lenitzchel gid hanosha. And what's the chiddush then? We are leaving Rav Yehuda. Goes according to Rav Yehuda, because the kasher is the gid hanosha. That's the vein on the thigh. There's no din noiser, because you're not allowed to eat it. Something you're not allowed to eat, treat it as no din noiser. Like we said, noiser is only something that you're supposed to eat. If you didn't eat it, you have to burn it. But the chur, the gidah nosh, that's also in the rice that eat it, so there's no din noiser on it. So how do you have the case that the Mishnah says you have to burn the gidah nosh? So Terence says, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shita is the Tanya. We have Yehuda right there, einen noyeg el bi'achas. Even though every behemah has two gidah noshes on the two sides, there are two gids, one on the right side, one on the left side. The Torah only asked it one gid, just one of them. The second one is mutter. Now the question is, which one is the yasa one and which one is the heter one? So the Adas Machras and Svarai would tell you, Shel Yamin, the one the Torah asked is the right. On the right side, that's the gid anosha, that's also. That's the Yudhishita. So therefore, this Chiddush in the Mishnah, that if you have the gid of the left side, since Lamaisi will not allow to eat it, we'll soon see why not. One shot is because the Yamin is only, most probably, but there is a side that says, Yehuda still has a suffix, which one is the Gid? Is the right side the Gid or the left side? For sure only one. But Lamaisa, can you eat both of them? No. Both of them you're not allowed to eat, because it's a suffix, which one of the two is awesome. But Lamaisa, one of them is nicer. Because really, Kappa Gaya Shemaya, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only one of them is awesome. Just we don't know which one. So the one that really you're allowed to eat, that one you were supposed to eat, and by not eating it, chal noisa, you have to burn it. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. If you left over both gid anoshes and you did not eat them, you have to burn both of them. Because we do not know which one is us and which one was mutter. And the one that was mutter really was a mitzvah to eat it. And since you did not eat it, it's chal noisa. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Fred the Gemara, so far it's telling us that which one is us, sir, the right one. Fred the Gemara, v'yela tifshit, tesvuki mitzavkele Reb Yehuda. The Chur, there's a shalom the Gemara in Chulin, who has a suffix. What did Reb Yehuda mean to say? After he said that the Svari is the right one, did he mean to say for sure the right one is Usur and the left one is Mutter? Or did he mean to say no, he still has a suffix, he's still in doubt. He said there's a good chance, like just saying there's a very good chance to say the Torah meant to ask for the right one. But he's not saying Vadai the right one is Usur. That's what's Masha Panah Gemara. Yet Yehuda is still in doubt which one of the two signs did have. That's why the Mishnah says that you have to burn both of them. Because it's a suffix, which one is us and which one is not. And the one that's heter, you're supposed to eat it. So Gemara, you should have eaten it. So Gemara says, the Avaraya, he's still Mesupik Reb Yehuda. Then, if Shepshita, because there's one side of the Gemara, who know? Reb Yehuda means to say he knows for sure what's doing. He meant to say, Mifsha Poshit, that wanted only the right one is Usur, and the left one is Mutter. Or the Zoid, Hahi de Terra Nichlei. It's again Shreya Mishnah then. If we know for sure, the right one is awesome. So the right gid anosh you don't have to burn. There was no mitzvah to eat it. All you have to do is just throw it away. The left one, we know for sure that's mutter. Go and eat it. Why didn't you eat it? Lama leisreif, what do you have to burn it for? So l'chur, if we're saying nafshan al mishnah is that you have to burn both gidim, l'chur nafshat is because you have a suffix, which one is mutter, which one is awesome. So me suffix, you have to burn both of them. Mura says no. Omravika bar chinano. I tell you really, Reb Yehuda Shittur is, he's poshut. He knows clearly that the right thigh, that gid anosher is usher. The left thigh, that's the gid anosher, that's mutter. Now really, you're supposed to eat the left thigh. the Gir HaNoshef on the left side. Now you know what happened here? Tegoyin Shehukru, at first when they took out the both Gidim, you knew this one was the right one, this one was the left one, it was Mutatidit. Ulev Sarfne Sarvu, the Mishnah is talking about later, both Gidim, both veins got mixed up together. So now that both got mixed up together, you're not allowed to eat either one of them. Because either one of them is a suffix, maybe it's Sasser. So Lamaisa, you can't eat either one of them. Now that you didn't eat either one of them, tomorrow morning, or Cholomoid, you have to burn one of them. Because the one that really was Mutatit, there was a mitzvah teetit, and you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore it's Torah Sreifah. Which one, we don't know. Therefore, Menasafik, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That now, Menasafik, you have to burn both of them. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. That is Gid HaNoshe, the Gid HaNoshe of a Korban Pesach, in a case where they got mixed up, you're going to have to burn both of them. Rav Ashi Yomar, Lo Nitzuch Elo L'Shumna, the Gid HaNoshe. I tell you, no, the Dinavah Mishnah is talking about not the Gid itself, but the fat around this vein. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisam. Shumnoi, really the fat around this vein, the Gid HaNoshe, Mutter. Midiraisa, you will not eat it. So Midiraisa, the Eschal, the Mitzvah, Esay, eat it. And if you leave it over, really it's nicer. Of the Yisrael Kedoshim, Klai Yisrael, since they're Kodesh, they will makabal a chumra upon themselves. V'noigim bo Yisr. That means with the Rabbonin, they hold now you're not allowed to eat this fat. The fat around the Gid HaNoshe is also awesome with the Rabbonin. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. With the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, every Shuman shall get is left over. But still, the next morning, Kol HaMoed, you have to burn it. Because with the Raisa, it's called nicer. With the Raisa, there was a mitzvah to eat it. So therefore, now you have to burn it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Ravina, Ram Ravina says, Bechitzon. The Mishnah is talking about the outside vein. It's by the Gid HaNoshe, the Gemara Chulin says, there are two veins there. There's an inner vein right near the bone, and there's an outer vein a little bit outside of it. So our Mishnah is talking about the Chitzon, the outer vein. Okay, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, the Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Beis Gidin Hain. There are two types of veins that go through that part. Panimi, there's the inner one, Hasamach Lietzim, the inner one that's right near the bone. That takri is also, that's also Midiraisa, Bechayav Molot. If you eat it, you get Malkus. That's the real Gid HaNoshe Terasid. Chitzoin, that's the outer vein, Hasamach Lebosar. That's not near the meat, bone, but it's near the meat. Is Osir, it's only Yosim Midirabonim, Vyein Chayav Molot. If you eat it, there's no Midiraisa. So here, the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush. Even though, you're not allowed to eat it midirabonin, but I call upon it midiraisa, you are allowed to eat it. So midiraisa it's chal meiser on this outside vein. Therefore, when it comes the first morning of Chol HaMoed, you have to burn the outside vein of the Gid HaNoshe. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, chal tezayin, if the first day Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to burn the noiser on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday to burn it the second day Chol HaMoed. And then, normal, even though Noiser takes place Pesach in the morning, the mitzvah is to Korban Pesach at night, Leil Pesach, comes the next morning, it's Chal Noiser, really you should burn it right then. The Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Yamai, why can't I burn this Noiser Pesach in the morning? Right away in the morning, any meat I have left over, let's take it and burn it. Neisei Essay, there's a mitzvah essay to burn this meat, it's Noiser. For Yitzchel Leiser say, there's only a lav not to do a malacha on Yom Tov. Doing malachas on Yom Tov is only a pure loisasei. That's the avimina. So we have a klal, esei doicha loisasei. So to burn this meat of kachim, there's a mitzvah esei. So why can't I burn it on Yom Tov? I there's a lav involved. Say yes, doicha loisasei. So machiski, chiski answers, v'chein tonen de vechiskiyum. Oh, makro, the pasuk says, loisasei siru v'menu ad boiker. Don't leave it over till the morning. Then the pasuk says another time, the anoisim emenu ad boikir, if you left it over till the morning, beis tisroif, you should burn it. The question is, why did the pasuk say a second time boikir? It already said, lois tisroif emenu ad boikir. So Joshua should have said, the anoisir is beis tisroif. Why does it say again, the anoisim emenu ad boikir? Shein tamud leimer ad boikir. It shouldn't have said a second time ad boikir. Not tamud leimer ad boikir. Why does it say ad boikir? Is litin leit boikir shein lisroif osay. A chiddush akro to tell us, that you're not allowed to burn it the first morning. The first morning is Chag HaPesach on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it. Even though usually we say Esa Deich Lois HaSein, here the Torah says no. Don't burn it today, it's not so important. Wait till tomorrow, the first day Chol HaMoed, and burn it then. Abaye Rami Abaye says another Torah. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos Pishabatai. You're allowed to burn on Shabbos only the Korban of Shabbos.
who are then on Yom Tif, only the carbon of Yom Tif that there's a chayiv to bring today. The loy oilas chayil b'shabbos. You're not allowed to burn a weekday carbon, a carbon that you brought on Friday. If you do not burn the fats, the emurim, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Shabbos. Who are then v'loy oilas chayil b'yom Tif. If you have a carbon like here, the carbon Pesach, which is brought on Erev Pesach, it's called the carbon shachayil. If you have the meat left over to Yom Tif, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tif. Exeras akosiv. You're not allowed to burn a carbon of chayil on Yom Tif. Right? Rav Avraham Rav says, no, Teretz. Omakro, the Pesach says, Hu levado yoslechem. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to do molochis, tzorach haichon nefesh, with darshan, hu levado. Things you need for yourself, you yoslechem, you're allowed to do for yourself. With darshan, hu, v'loy machshira. Only what you need, the actual oichon nefesh, you're allowed to cook food itself, that's mutter on Yom Tif. Mashaykin machshirin, the preparation for food, that's not mutter on Yom Tif. The Rashi says, Hayechoylem liyosef mabayyoyin. Something that you could have done before Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tif. The Moshe, you don't have a knife. You're not allowed to go make a knife on Yom Tif, since you should have made the knife on Erev Yom Tif. Even though you want the knife now to cut the meat, that's called a machshir. It's something you could have done yesterday, you're not allowed to make the knife on Yom Tif. You're only allowed to make the food itself, cooking the food, that's mutter. That's one drosha. Who, you're only allowed to do for eichel nefesh, for food you need itself? For lay machshirim, not something to make the food edible. Levadoi, what does the pasuk say? Who levadoi? For loy milah